So, there will never be a third faction.
Oh, you son of a...
There will never be a third faction.
I'm so bad. And that's exactly what was going through my head when that moment happened. I'm like, this is what he was talking about.
What I've been hinting at for this entire time.
But
we're not here to talk about that episode yet.
Yeah, just to be real quick.
We've got another episode to get through.
Just to clarify real quick, because we skipped recaps last week, what we will be doing is, because there was an episode of Ruby, but since we missed two episodes of Attack on Titan, we're going to be covering both of those today, and then we'll do two episodes of Ruby next week, and then maybe alternate like two episodes of Attack on Titan and just keep going until one of them ends, probably Ruby.
I was going to say, probably Ruby at this rate.
Because in fact, Ruby could be ending in just two episodes, so...
Can you imagine? It's like, okay, we're going to alter because we've got to be kept. Oh, it's done.
Yeah, and then it'll make this job so much easier.
Going back to just one show to talk about.
Exactly.
A week.
Anyway, we're already going off topic. So, Attack on Titan episode 70, or as I like to call it, Gabby and Falco's Crazy Adventures.
Oh, Gabby.
Did I say crazy? I meant...
God, the thing, I was like bringing up like, oh yeah, they're going to go to that home. Do you recognize who they are? And you're like, no, I don't recognize who they are. You will.
Yeah, this episode, like, I thought I knew what was going to happen, and I'm kind of glad I was proven wrong, because, oh lord. So it begins with Gabby and Falco escaping from prison, like they trick the guard into coming in, like Gabby's faking like something, and the guy's like, oh my god, are you okay? And then she just beats him to death with a brick.
Like, he comes in legitimately like, oh god, are you okay, what's going on? And then just smashed him with a brick.
And Falco's all like, Gabby, what the hell? I know we were trying to...
It's like, no, Gabby, enough.
I know we were trying to break out, but that was really excessive.
We see them, like, obviously escaping. And they get to, like, this river, and it's like... Falco's like, why are you still wearing the armband?
Oh, yeah.
And Gabby's very clearly not in the right state of mind at present.
Yeah, I am shocked how Falco has very quickly matured in like the last, what, 2 days in terms mm-hmm. of the timeline. Like, Falco went at the start of this season, Falco was very much like, oh, he's like the weak link of the group. You know, he's, you know, a very, very nervous, has a very somewhat nervous disposition. Like, he's he's a bit of an anxious lad. And then in this episode, not only does he manage to hold himself together very well, because he's straight up saying to Gabby, take off the armbands, that way, like, we won't be, you, like, if you have that on, it's basically, oh, hey, capture me, I'm an escaped prisoner. But, basically, this entire episode, I kind of enjoyed, primarily because Falco is clearly so done with Gabby. He's like, in a sense of...
Why do I look up to you
again?
Well,
there's not a case of that. He's like, okay, listen, I like you, I care about you, I want to get us through this, but you need to chill!
And you need to think before jumping in.
Yeah, it's like... And I like that, because I feel like Falco from, like, 5 episodes ago would never have spoken to Gabby in this manner, but, like, in this episode, he's very blunt with her.
It's a very good character progression. It's been very good. And he's like, so he rips the armband off and Gabby reacts very badly. Like smashes him to the floor. And it's basically like, if you taking this off, it's basically, I'm no different to them. Like, this reminds me that, no, I'm not one of them.
I'm one of the good ones.
Essentially, yes. And everyone's just like, wow, Gabby.
again, brainwashed child.
Yep.
But I did like, because she says to Falco, like, why did you come with me? You didn't have to die too. Because I think like, she clearly has guilt that Falco stuck with her.
Hmm. Yeah, this was meant to be a one-way trip for her. Like, she was just going to be... She thought she would just die nobly for Marley.
Yeah, she chose...
That's not
she
happened.
She chose death and instead, like, got her and Falco now trapped on their enemy's island. And... Anyway, since they're screaming in the middle of the forest, of course a witness shows up. Like, this young blonde girl's like, oh, hey, you doing okay? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're fine. And, like, Gabby's slowly reaching for a rock. I'm like, Gabby, stop killing people!
Stop trying to murder everyone you meet.
Just not. For once.
And Falco's like, oh no, we escaped from our abusive parents. We just need somewhere to go. Please, please don't tell anyone about us. And she's like, well, we're making food. You can come with me.
I instantly believe
and
you.
And it's like, instantly believe you. And Falco's like, that'd be great. Gabby put down the rock. That'd be great. Let's go.
Yeah, and and here's the thing, though. I feel like, again, I know Gabby is, and I, you know, I've defended a lot of her actions with the, you know, she's a child and a brainwashed one at that. But I feel like, because they arrive at this place, the family's like, oh, hey, yeah, come on in. We'll you can stay here as long as you like. We'll feed you. We'll clothe you. They were like super like, oh, yeah, well, look, we'll take care of you until you're ready to, like, you know, take care of yourselves or what have you. And Gabby, it feels like at every opportunity is ready to just murder everybody in the room. And I'm like, Gabby, you cannot be that bigoted to not be ready. Because at one point, I'm jumping ahead a bit, like the mum sort of like, goes to sort of like pat her on the head or something, and she reacts so violently, and I'm like, okay, Gabby, again, I get it, but can you please chill? Like,
it feels like no, all of these people are evil and they want me dead, and it's very clearly being seen, no, they don't want to hurt
her. But the thing
her.
Is though, they, if she thinks all these people would murder me if they got the chance, you're doing a really bad job at making sure you don't get murdered then. No, I don't care how racist of an individual you are, like how, like you could be like the leader of the Ku Klux Klan for all I care, but if you found yourself stuck in the middle of a predominantly black neighborhood, surely you'd keep that quiet.
Exactly right. Speaking of this said family, who is this said family?
Oh, I was like, the moment like they come in there, and the guy's like, oh yeah, welcome to Browse Farms, and I sat there going, Browse, why does that name ring a no?
Wow, the fates are fickle indeed.
Now I know why Sasha was killed, so this shit could happen.
Yes, for those who don't know, Falco and Gabby ended up with Sasha's parents.
Well, they're not. I don't think they're specifically with her parents, but like, because it's like part of the big farm, and
no, that's her dad.
That is her dad. Oh no, that's
Sasha's dad.
Oh, that's way worse.
That's why I've been poking towards that. Yep, do you recognize him?
And the thing
now?
Is, though, she doesn't know that he's the dad of the woman she kills, but like, she's going to find out later. I know it. But here's the thing, though, because I remember in the last recap, when I saw the preview, I was like, oh, okay, I know what's going to happen here. Gabby's going to arrive, be taken in by this Eldian family and sort of realize, oh, they're nice people, really. And then she's going to have like a conflict of ethics. But no, if anything, she doubles down.
She just keeps trying to double down on it. It's especially when, like, she's in the we're jumping ahead again, but when they're in the stables and just this horse tries to like bite her head,
which, to be fair, that would freak me out if that happened to me.
Yeah, she has a little gag moment and she's like, is this the work of, essentially goes, is this the work of the devils? And Falco's like, no, it's the horse. In the most just
Falco,
stop,
Falco's great in this episode. It almost makes me wonder if by the end of it, like, he's going to lose his crush on her. He's going to be like, oh, wow, I can't stand you anymore. Now that I know you, oh.
I feel like he might have already at this point. He's basically just looking after her because I'm still your friend.
But, yeah, so while that's going on,
we end up back in the harbour where we meet up with Ayumabito. She's come with her people and going, hey, we've made a new ship for you. And it looks like a biplane under some covering. It's like, ah, this is the ice stone that you use. We've made a whole new ship for you. It's like, I'm sure that will not be used in any of the coming episodes. Not at all.
No way, nah.
They're totally not setting that up. And we then end up outside the basically like the military police compound. And there's a lot of very angry people outside, including some people we know. And I actually like to correct myself from the last time we talked about Attack on Titan, when I was asked, are we going to see Reeves ever again? And I said, no. Nope, he's right here.
That made me happy. I'm like, oh, hey, he's still here. That's nice.
I'm pretty sure this is the last we see of him, but that's, it's nice we got to see him in the final
that's
season.
That's fine. And the thing is, though, at this point, all these people are like asking Hanjay, is it true you've detained Eren Jaeger? Why would you do that? And like the journalists are there like trying to get answers out of her, and Hanjay is now like is basically like not answering. Like she just completely ignores, yeah. It's like the situation's changed, and like just like leaves them to their like, oh, you didn't answer our questions. And
I think the most sad one is the Reeves, Daimo Reeves is like look, we worked with you last time, please like tell us the truth. And she's like, she can't answer that.
Yeah, so I guess you could say in a tragic twist of fate, like the military overthrew a corrupt government that hid the truth from the people and are now doing the exact same thing.
Yep.
And
trying to justify it with we're being seen by the whole world now. Stuff's changed.
Yeah, and then they go in and it turns out, I was sort of thinking like, wait, how did they know that Eren got thrown in prison? And it turns out it's because the information was leaked by Floak.
Oh, look, the asshole. I wondered why he was the little thumbnail image for the episode.
Yeah, him and a bunch of others as well are now like Eren supporters. And they're all like, Eren did nothing wrong. And I'm like, no, he did a lot wrong.
God, you have no idea.
Oh, I can tell it's going to get worse.
Especially when I talk about it in the next episode, but we'll get to that. But yeah, like these guys are basically like, you need to release Eren Jaeger. And it's like, no. Like, Eren Jaeger did a lot wrong. And he's like, but he'll lead us to greatness. And that's like, this is a little worrying. It's essentially going like, no, he's our grand leader who's going to lead us to glory. And it's like, this is little bit scary.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, you know what, you four can just go to prison, like just take him to the cells. And they're like, yep.
And then it turns out we met one of them before that. Hanjay has another little crisis where she remember that torturer from season
three. Oh, that was a great callback. Yeah, when they were like, well, it was when they were like trying to get the information out of the goons, and they were sort of like, crap, what did they say?
It's been so long since season three at this point, but it's basically like, yeah, good luck trying to run all this when we're gone. And it's like, oh, it's not going great.
Yeah, because the people before them were upholding the status quo, and now it almost feels like Hanjay's kind of doing that, and she like hates it.
Yeah, it's to be fair. Different set of situations right here. So it's like Hanjay, don't be too bad on yourself. You're kind of in a different situation than they were.
But yeah, anyway, turns out one of Floak's buddies is a character we've seen before.
Yes, all the way back in season one.
I don't
one.
Have a problem with this. I'm just like very surprised because it's like remember back in season one when Mikasa saved a whole bunch of people trying to escape the town? One of the little girls who was there has now grown up and joined the army. And it's like, and she's like, oh.
And this is the girl from that season.
And she's like, oh, ever since that day, I've idolized you, Mikasa, and I've wanted to be like you. And Mikasa's like, yeah, well, you teamed up with Floak, you stupid bint. Like, get.
She's like, just stop.
I do like the fact that this girl is like still super nice. She isn't all like, oh, I used to think you were cool, Mikasa. She's instead like, oh, like it's such an honor. No hard feelings, you know, I don't regret what I did. And she also like does like the scout salute to Mikasa when she leaves, which is honestly just makes it worse. It's like, stop being nice.
Stop it.
And then we have a really weird moment where Mikasa kind of has like a PTSD moment where she remembers I'm assuming it's the flashback to when Eren and her murders the people that killed her parents, but I don't get what's going on because like the way it's done sort of like it's mostly flashes of Eren just like murdering one of the dudes and him being all like, you know, oh, it's okay, Mikasa, or something like that. And I'm like, what? But they both murdered them. Are you retconning it to make it seem as if Eren was the only one?
I don't remember the scene in the manga, but with new stuff that's happened in the manga, that's brought a couple of very worrying things.
Are they going to retcon it so like it turns out Eren was the only one who murdered those guys and he like manipulated Mikasa's memories or like Mikasa made herself think it was both of them? I don't even know. I don't even know what that would change.
Can you imagine if Eren got the power to control people? Oh, that would be a terrifying idea.
Or it'd be like, they won't do this, but it'd be so stupid if it was like, it turns out Eren killed her parents. It's like, why though?
Oh, God. No, this is just really confusing. No, that would be dumb.
That would be really dumb. And then we get a short moment where Pixis comes to interrogate Yelena, because as it turns out, Yelena had a secret meeting with Eren before he left for Mali. So it's like, you said something to him that made him go to Mali. And it's like, yes, but you won't find out what I said until the next episode. And it's like, oh, okay then.
Okay.
And then we cut back to more
Falco. Damn you, keeping us in suspense.
Get back to more Falco and Gabby shenanigans. And then they repeat the I'm the Armor's Titan twist. Literally repeat it. Because, like, Falco and Gabby are just arguing. And then, like, in the background, you hear this blonde girl who found them, Kaya, I think her name is. She just says, like, you're from Mali, aren't you? And, like, it's just like, what?
And they're like, wow, you really figured that out. Well, Falco's like, wow, you really figured that out that quickly? Oh, God.
But also, like, Gabby does such a shit job of hiding it, because at one point she's straight up like, did you not forget the sins you committed? And it's like, Jesus Christ, Gabby. Like,
I think that was the final nail. Like, oh, yeah, you are from Mali, aren't you? It's like, oh, no.
And
while Falco's talking to Kaya.
Yeah, Gabby's ready to just kill her in broad daylight, in front of many witnesses, is ready to just murder her with, like a rake, or is it? Or, like, no, not a rake.
It's a
pitchfork.
It's a pitchfork.
Yeah, I forgot what a pitchfork was for a second. Yeah, she's just about to murder her. And I'm like, Gabby, for the love of God, is this your answer to everything?
What was your end game? Are you going to just kill everybody?
I can't tell if she's stupid or just suicidal. Is it a case of like, I'm just going to...
Or both.
Maybe like she's just like, I'll just like kill somebody and then hopefully I'll get murdered. Like, yeah, let's get an end to this. And it's like, and then thankfully, you know, Kaya doesn't rat them out. Like, you know.
Yeah, these guys are like, hey, what's going on over there? And Kaya's like, she thinks I'm stealing her brother. It's like... And then you notice that they go, oh, wow, Kaya's really getting friendly all of a sudden. And it's like, wait, you mean she's not always friendly? What's going on?
Yeah, because they explain that, like, a lot of the people working on the farm are, like, orphans who've been taken in. And then it turns out that, because as it's going on, like, Kaya's talking about, like, like my mum got eaten by a titan and I had to watch. And I'm like, that sounds familiar. And it turns out she's the girl Sasha saved back in season 2. And I'm like... Oh no! This just got...
So what are the odds?
This just got way worse!
So what are the odds that Gabby and Falco have not only met up with Sasha's dad and family, but also with the girl who idolizes Sasha and was saved by her? What are the odds?
Oh no. But then...
I'm sure nothing bad of this.
And then we get
will come of this.
This scene I really liked, because Kaya, like, you know, because she knows what's going on. She knows why the Titans were sent. But she says, like, why did my mum die? What did she do wrong? And this is great, because Gabby does what, you know, what Gabby does is like, your ancestors committed sins that can never be forgiven. And Kaya's like, but my mum didn't do that. So why did she die? And Gabby has no comeback. She just keeps repeating, like, no, but your ancestors. And Kaya's like, my mum didn't do anything. She wasn't evil. Why did she die? And
I think I liked it that the fact that Kaya, like, literally just grabs her and starts shaking her. And Gabby is, like, literally just, like, can't even answer at that point. She's like,
she doesn't have a response, because, you know, she's been led to believe that, oh yeah, like, you know, that they're descended from the Titans that killed a bunch of people. That makes them bad. And as Kaya points out, her and her mum had nothing to do with that. You know, the sins of your ancestors is bullshit. And I almost get the sense she's kind of like, she kind of like wants a justification. I almost feel like she was actually, because she's actually hoping, oh, please tell me my mum did something reprehensibly evil to justify her death. And Falco says, no, she didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. And none of this is your fault. And Kaya just sits in a corner quietly, and
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, suck it, Gabby.
Like, yeah, it's a legitimate like moment that just like clenches your heart. It's like, oh, this this poor girl.
And
it's just like, it's a great moment to like shine it, and maybe Gabby will actually learn from this. Maybe.
And then, and also the fact that Kaya also has the self-awareness to go like, oh, by the way, you shouldn't apologize for Marley. You were just born there. And it's like, thank you.
More of these people, please.
Thank God. I mean, I wouldn't have blamed Kaya if she like led them to that barn to murder them. But also, I appreciate the fact that she had, you know, the self-awareness to go, you know, their kids, they've got nothing to do with this. Yeah. Of course, she doesn't know that Gabby killed Sasha yet.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
And she even straight up says like, "Oh yeah, this girl saved me," and like, I respect her.
The fact the axe is still buried in the doorframe.
I like that. She's like, oh yeah, this girl saved me and I respect her. And like, if she was alive, she wouldn't abandon people like you. And it's like, oh yes, yes. Ooh, the irony. Mm, yes.
Oh, so delicious.
Now here's the question. Who's going to find out? Is Gabby going to find out the connection first? Or are Kaya and the family going to find out the connection first?
Or they figure it out at the same time.
Yeah, just that moment, just see each other. And it's like that, what was it, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where they just point at each other like,
yeah, exactly that. Oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure nothing bad will happen. They also mention a restaurant that they're going to be going to, and it's like, there's a Marley soldier who's working there who might be able to help get them out. I wonder who that person could be.
Everything's connected.
You have no idea.
Yeah, and, oh.
Meanwhile, back in Marley.
Yeah, I actually got really confused at first, because, like, it cuts to, like, you know, the devastation from the Warhammer Titan. And at first I thought, wait, what? Did Eren break out? And it's like, this is Marley, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Oh God! Can you imagine?
I thought like he just broke out off screen, and I was well, actually I say that next episode. But
hang on a moment.
Oh yeah, no. This bit makes me laugh because it's like, you know, the rest of the warriors are all gathered together, and General what's his face? I can't never remember. Is basically like, okay, we couldn't find Zeke's corpse. I think he's betrayed us, and everyone's reaction is to go, ah, oh, well that's annoying. Like what? Your compatriot and companion who you fought alongside for years has betrayed you to your arch enemies, and you react as if like he just said, oh, by the way, there's going to be a delay in the coffee shipments. It won't arrive until 2 weeks from now. Ah, that just rustles my britches.
It's like, wait, guys, did you all suspect
this? You lot are taking this way too well.
It feels like you should be a lot more angrier than you are.
It's like, I have shocking news. Zeke has betrayed us. I mean, we all knew that. Oh, really?
Oh, really? Why didn't you tell me?
Did you know that Zeke betrayed us? Really? Yeah. And Peek's gay. Really?
Really?
I don't know if she is.
Anyway, the end of
this is great because the general's all like, okay, like we need to reorganize, but like we will launch a global attack. We will do it in 6 months. And Falco's brother's all like, we can't wait 6 months. Like, you know,
they have my brother. Yeah. Oh, and Gabby too, but my brother.
Yeah, they have my brother and Gabby, I guess. But my friend, yeah, and so I think it's, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, six months time, that's just enough time to like set the stage. But then Reiner's like, no, we're going now. And I'm like, oh shit, never mind. No, there is no break. We are just getting straight into it. Oh no. Oh God.
Well, they're basically like, no, because Zeke's already going to plan around the fact that all of the militaries around the world are going to attack in 6 months. So we need to attack him when he least suspects it, aka right the hell now.
And I like the fact that, you know, Reiner's sort of like, considering how he was when we last saw him, ironically, Gabby and Falco being in mortal danger has given him a reason to carry on. He's like, he's ready to get back into the fight. He's like, no, I'm not abandoning those two. I'm going to get them back. And it's like, oh, Reiner, if you weren't on the bad guy's side, I'd be happy for you.
For now, I'm just like, yay.
I mean, I guess I should call you the first bad guys.
They still aren't.
God, everyone in this show sucks, kind of.
Well, now the others are split into a third faction. Now it's like, now we know we can hate you guys.
Yeah, let's get back to that, shall we? So, next episode kicks off with Armin still, hanging out with Annie. And, and Hitch shows up. I'm like, Hitch! That's nice. She seems to be doing well. Just making fun of Armin. Do you fancy Annie or something? And he's like, no.
No, please don't let me. Please don't stop me from coming down here. And she's like, relax, it's fine. She always was the popular one.
I really hope he doesn't fancy Annie, because I'd just be sitting here thinking, okay, but is that a genuine crush you have on her, or are you just inheriting Bertolds? Which is.
Oh no, I didn't think of that. That would be an interesting thing to throw into the mix. You've just inherited Bertolds likes.
That would be interesting, but now is not the time. There's too much already happening. We don't need this.
And more has been made fuel for the fire this whole episode.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so Hitch gives Armin a paper, and it's headlines military wrongfully imprisons Eren Jaeger, and they're the military's distrustful, and there's a whole bunch of people outside the compound all being release Eren Jaeger, only Eren can save Eldia, and
they're losing the people's support. Point,
and I feel like at this point this is where it's gonna get awkward, because I think I may have noticed, and I don't know if this is intentional subtext or unintentional, but during this moment, I sort of had a horrible realization. What we are seeing here is a positive depiction of a military that's overthrown the current seating government. Because what are we meant to feel during this scene? We see the protesters outside and we're supposed to go, oh no, they're supporting Eren, that's bad. They should be trusting the good guys, the military, which is
Wait.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, James, give me one moment.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, I've just punched some holes in the dome, because when have we ever seen a military coup in real life and thought to ourselves, thank God the military stepped in to take over?
Especially considering current events.
Exactly. Military coups are never a good thing. And
it doesn't matter if the people you're rooting for are quote-unquote the good guys. It never really ends well.
I finally noticed that with Attack on Titan, in this instance, the previous government was also super corrupt. But what Attack on Titan is kind of saying is that it's a good thing the military took over, and the people shouldn't be distrustful of them, because they're the good guys. And I haven't looked too deep into this, but I get the sense that this isn't unintentional subtext. I've heard that the original author of the manga apparently has some very pro-military opinions, and
which ain't right.
I've also heard apparently that this show is also kind of anti-Semitic, and I haven't looked too deep into it, but I'm seeing this as a bit of a common criticism, and I'm sort of oh no,
it's too much of a common criticism to ignore.
Yeah, and it's why I got so worried. That was the reason why. Do you remember, when I was back, when I was thinking, oh, they're not going to make Marley the good guys, are they? That's why.
Yeah.
Hearing complaints about anti-Semitism, I'm like, oh, is that the reason? Oh, Jesus Christ, I hope not. And thankfully, that's not the case. But sorry to bring it up, but it does make. And I know I should look into this a bit more, but I was also I kind of don't want to look into it because I don't want to see spoilers.
It's a mix of things, really, and I definitely get that.
It's all really going to depend on how this show ends. And that's not to say, if the show ends well, then clearly you can't be mad about the anti-Semitism and the pro-military stuff. So it's let's just say, if I ever had a conversation with somebody and they said, oh yeah, I hate Attack on Titan because it promotes the military and glorifies it and is also incredibly anti-Semitic, I'm just going to go, I'm not going to challenge you on that.
You know what? Fair enough.
I'm just going to leave it. Shall we talk about JoJo? Oh, yeah.
JoJo has nothing problematic whatsoever.
Exactly. Nothing whatsoever.
Season 2 rocks up.
Hey, Grandpa, why do you have all this gold?
Oh, it makes it even worse when like, oh yeah, I love season two, and there's a look at that like, oh shit.
Anyway, like, just had to address that because, you know, it's
current
a very
events.
Like you can't ignore it really. It's and it does make me a little bit uncomfortable that we're in this sort of fictional instance, you know, the like characters like Mikasa and Armin, yeah, they're good people. We can trust them, but they're part of a military organization, so they're
it has some very unfortunate connotations attached.
Just gonna have to put that to the side for the moment.
This is in the we'll definitely talk about this later. This being needs to keep in mind,
because this is gonna sound crazy, but it is possible to acknowledge a show's flaws and still enjoy it.
Yeah. Yep, definitely true.
So anyway, the people are getting restless, and there's a moment where Mikasa and Armin are like, hang on a second, why are the scouts here? And they're like, I'm sure that's not foreshadowing for later.
Oh yeah, just free scout people leaving. It's like, why are you here?
And then we cut to, I guess you could call it Yelena's interrogation, even though they're sitting in a nice balcony. Like,
nice balcony, having tea.
I'm kind of shocked by how Pixis is like still around. On I feel like his character would have died much earlier in another show, and he's even though he's kind of like a goof, he's also like super serious at the moment, which I kind of like.
He's that character who like can be very funny, but is also like he is still a leader of a military organization. He has a bit of a hard edge to him too.
Well, the thing is, I feel like in this season, he's had almost, like, zero comedic moments, especially during this scene where he's asking Yelena, like, about the secret meeting she had with Eren, and is like, what did you tell him? And I think she ends up saying, I actually didn't tell him anything.
I totally didn't tell him anything. And it's like, yeah, sure you didn't. But also, like, her reaction to, like, we're seeing history in the making, the two brothers changing the world. I just want to be on their side. And you see this manic look in her eyes and face. It's like, putting that in the thing I'm going to be talking about in just a few minutes.
Well, let's also not forget that like her and the rest of the volunteers are all victims of Marley's oppression and domination of the rest of the world. So obviously she wants to see Marley be destroyed, and like she will achieve that. Like through any means.
That is true, but she takes it to another level. Like, again, I'll link this with later on in the episode, but yeah, I have things to say in a little bit. Speaking of the volunteers, we end up with Anyankopon and Hanji. They're like, Anyankopon's like playing cards, being all nice, but he's like, it's a bit shitty that you guys arrested us after we did all the things for you.
And Hanji is like, I'm sorry.
like, please. I do love when she's like, literally, like, tears in her eyes, like, right near him. And it's very kind of like, please, please say I can trust you. And she can, because Anyankopon's on the level.
Yeah, because she brings up Eren and Yelena's secret meeting, and he's like, I legit had no idea about that. To be fair, Yelena's probably kind of crazy.
In more ways than one.
Well, doesn't he mention talking about the fact that, like, in order to, like, get to the positions they had within Marley, they kind of had to betray, backstab, and murder their own allies and friends?
Yeah.
So they've done, like, so much shit in order to eventually destroy Marley. And it's quite clear that it's taken a toll on them, and possibly Yelena especially. You know, she's sacrificed so much, like, she's gonna want Marley to be in ruins by the end of it in order to make her think it was all worth it.
I did also like it that, like, she picks up on Yonkopon's unspoken word of, you're not denying that Yelena would do this. It's like, oh, yep. It's all linked to the fact that, yeah, Yelena would definitely do something like this, and she did.
I once saw her murder a man for some Cocoa Pops.
They weren't even that good.
They were stale.
No one else wanted it.
You don't understand, Hanji. Cocoa Pops are a commodity within Marley.
Oh. Anyway, with more of this shit going down, we end up back with Armin and Mikasa talking to Zachary.
Yeah.
Who is pretty much the de facto leader at this point.
And he's basically like, Eren won't tell us anything. It's
like, that, yeah, Eren's like flat out just staying silent in all of their interrogations. And it's...
And,
They're pretty much hinting, we're done with Eren. Like,
yeah, he doesn't say it, but he's sort of like, they won't tell us anything. Well, then can we, his best friends and closest confidants, talk to him? No. Oh, okay.
I think it's very clear that, and it is confirmed later on in the episode, that they're just like, look, he's too much of a wild card at this point, and he's not listening to us, and he's not giving us anything. Sounds like we're going to need to replace him. And yeah, that's not going to go down well with a lot of people. Meanwhile, hey, where did you get this chair, Zachary?
Oh, the weird torture chair.
Yeah, but going back to season three, it was season three, where it's like, oh yeah, Zachary is a really weird tortured dude. But anyway, yeah, it's like, oh yes, some guys brought this chair in because there was nowhere else to go, so I thought I'd keep it. It's like, oh, I'm sure this ain't going to be a problem.
Well, I thought they was like foreshadowing that he was like going to torture Eren, and that's why Mikasa and Armin were all like, what? And there's also his case where he says like, oh, by the way, we think Zeke's manipulating Eren. And they're like, because it does seem at this point that it looks as if Eren has thrown his lot in with Zeke, which wouldn't make any sense considering when he first found out about, well, not even Zeke's proper plan, just like phase one of the plan, he was like, Zeke can go to hell. And it's like, what changed, Eren?
Oh dear.
So Mikasa and Armin kick out. They're kind of like, oh, like we gotta find a way to speak to Eren. And then they see like a couple of other soldiers go into Zachary's room, and like just as Mikasa is about to sneak in, the bomb goes off. Oh, did I fail to mention the bomb? Because there was a bomb in the chair.
Yeah, so the chair was a bomb this whole time. Man, to be fair, with the animation, it looked. Those little bits on the side of the chair, I think they were meant to be like extra cushions or something. They looked like bombs from far away anyway. So I was like, is no one going to acknowledge the very obviously bomb-like chair in the room?
Oh, I always have bombs on the chair.
They get rid of all the impurities and clear my pores. Just like it's, now. It's, oh, dear!
It's just crazy to me that like Mikasa and Armin like just barely avoided death.
Yeah. Like, that was very close for both of those main characters to die. Armin nearly a second time in the show.
It's like, oh, god damn it, not again!
I've already been burned!
Yeah, so everyone in there dies. You see, like, half of Zachary's body fly out of the building.
It's not the fact that you just see his body fall. It's the actual hitting the ground. It's a...
Oh, it's rough. I mean, I will not weep for him because he was kind of a freak, but like, it's rough. And then, of course, the people protesting outside just are like even more like, oh yeah, we definitely need to rebel now.
Like, this is a sign from Eren Jaeger, and they start doing the salute and everything.
Quick, let's ironically quote the song Shinzo-o Sasageyo, and it's like, no, you don't get to say that.
You don't get to say the song. How dare you stand where he stood?
How dare you protest the military? Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I can't escape it.
Michael, what have you done?
You have to acknowledge the very questionable, like, subtext they made.
So they end up with all the other branches of the military, like, going, what the hell
in
happened?
A room going, shit, shit, shit.
Near enough. Like, we got Niall. Oh, yeah, remember Niall? He's here too.
Hi, Niall.
He's like, okay, what the hell happened? And it's like, they described, like, oh, yeah, there were recruits, scout recruits. And then Armin has a look like, oh, I should have thought about that for a moment before I said it.
Yeah, and of course, since it was like some scouts that leaked the fact that Eren had been detained anyway, and then a guy bursts in going, oh, by the way, Eren Jaeger escaped off screen. And it's like, ah, son of a... Okay, I will admit, this bit kind of winds me up, because we find out Eren broke out of prison, and then we find out that Flog and his buddies broke out, but they never explain how.
Well, remember...
They just got out.
Do remember a few episodes ago where Eren literally said, I can break out at any point.
Yeah, but like... I would have liked to have seen it, you know.
But then we wouldn't have seen the scene where he's coming over the hill shirtless with the dawn breaking behind him.
I'm just saying, it says to me that the writer couldn't figure out how to get Eren out of prison and was just like, okay, he just can break out whenever he wants, and he does. It's, It's like, okay, how do I get from point A to point B? I just put them there. You can't just do that.
That's not how it works. Oh.
But yeah, at this point, Eren shows up. Floke and all of his buddies are there. Like, oh yeah, we follow you, Eren Jaeger. And it's like, you all suck.
And here comes the moment he puts the coat on, and later on they're known as the Jaegerists. We have our third faction now.
And it's like, Niall, don't give them a name.
Well, here's the thing. I've been hinting at this since near enough when Eren first appeared, especially with his appearance throughout the... It's a cult. They're in a cult.
Okay.
Eren's a blooming cult leader at this point.
I do also like to point out, like, I don't know. I feel like the military shouldn't be giving them the name. Do you reckon like Eren was on top of that hill and he was like, from this day forward, we shall be known as actually Mr. Jaeger. The military have already given us a name.
What?
They can't do that. Oh, what are they calling us? They're calling us the Jaegerists. Oh, that sounds so stupid. Oh, we're never going to shake it off. God damn it. Oh, I'm definitely going to betray them all now.
Oh, the thing is...
That's not a criticism of the name, by the way. I just think it's funny if Eren hates it.
Yeah. You should imagine a few seasons ago, Eren going, oh, that's so dumb, though. And now he's just like, I don't care. He's essentially emotionless.
I feel like they should have, like... Thing is, though, Jaegerists is like... You know, some people will think it sounds cool. What he should have done is like, okay, so these insurgents have betrayed us and are now working under Eren Jaeger. We shall call them the Stupid Poopy Buttholes. And that's the name that sticks. And it's just like, ah, no, we're not the Stupid Poopy Buttholes. Look out, the Stupid Poopy Buttholes are attacking. No, we're the Jaegerists.
You will take us seriously.
Yeah, like, that's what you do. Just make it so people can't take them seriously.
I'm sure they won't be a credible threat.
They go around trying to, like, join us and work for Eren Jaeger to establish the New Eldian Empire. Oh, I don't want to be called a stupid poopy butthole. So...
Also, with this scene especially, I'm going to now pull out from the Bitch Now folder that I have next to me. This isn't necessarily aimed at the show or the manga. It's more audience reaction.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think you can kind of guess where this is going to go.
I mean, I can't, but go on.
So, because of Eren's look and everything, people just basically are going, oh, but he's hot, though, and just excuse everything he's done to this point and what he will do later. And I'm just there like, that's not okay! It's like, really, guys?
I mean, we brought this up when Gabby shot Sasha. You know, you said, like, oh, people hate Gabby for that, when Eren does so much worse later on. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I could already tell.
It's like, okay, you find him hot, but he's still done some really villainous shit this season.
This isn't really a problem unique to Attack on Titan, though. There's a lot of media where people are ready to excuse a lot of villains for being... I remember reading a post, someone said, like, stop making the villains hot, because then you just get apologists who are like...
Here's the thing, though. I don't mind if the villain's hot. You can find the villain attractive. Perfect example, the villain in the upcoming Resident Evil 8. You can find them attractive, but also acknowledge they're evil. You can acknowledge that they're evil and still enjoy them. Like, again, this is talking into back of Berserk. Like, I like Griffith. Griffith is an awful monster of a human being.
But James, he's pretty. I love how I can get you with that every time. I don't even watch Berserk.
It's either that or the, oh, but Griffith did nothing wrong.
Yeah, that, yeah. How to make James mad in 4 words.
Every time.
when the day comes when you win your Golden Globe and you're there giving your speech, I'm just going to yell from the crowd, Griffith did nothing wrong. And last night during the Golden Globe ceremony, James Hall went on a bizarre tirade. <It's> like...
of why Griffith is such an... Well, is a great antagonist, is also a monster of a human being.
I have no idea who he's talking about. We had to do research. There's some anime bullshit. Anyway, we've gone completely off track. So everyone's losing their minds. Pixis comes in, like, everyone needs to calm the hell down. And it's like, oh, Pixis, what should we do? And he's like, easy, we surrender. And I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, he's basically like, look, we don't know who's now working with Eren Jaeger, who's part of the Jaegerists. And basically they don't want to just turn this into a bloodbath of killing and turning on everybody else.
I do like that, because at first I thought he was joking. I thought he was going to do that thing like, well, I guess we just surrender, and then everyone like, oh no, we won't. And he's like, yes, by playing. Instead, he's like, no, legit, let's just give up. And then I was like, well, that seems, what, why? And then he explains, because I don't want to murder any more people. And it's like, ah, okay, that's nice.
And I do also like the acknowledgement that he's like, everyone's like, so we just let the PM die, essentially. It's like, just let him get away with it. And he's like, he would have gave his life for it anyway. He'd be fine with it.
He'd be so happy he died for a revolution.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
It's like, how are you still talking? You're just a torso and a head.
I got better.
I feel happy.
All right, we call it a draw.
Yeah, and and also around this point, Azumabito, God, I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly again, is all like, oh, Lady Mikasa, you need to get out of here. Mikasa's like, no.
I do like this scene with Kiyumi.
She calls her out. She's like, you don't care about me. You only came here to get all like the materials. And she's all like,
It starts off like that, and then she's like, yeah, with everything that's happened, Hizuru will not help us unless we can definitely get results. And the stuff we've done, yeah, we are known as greedy, but we do actually give a shit about you and we want to help and save you. It's like, it's like, huh, you're acknowledging your flaws, but also do ultimately want to help these people, specifically Mikasa. Huh.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, doesn't want to help the people, wants to help Mikasa.
Yeah. I mean, as long as your actions also help the people, okay, go nuts.
Okay, I guess. But, and then after that, you know, the squad, the team, the group, the clan is all like...
The remaining group.
You know, the characters who we still like, unequivocally.
God, this group is getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, so... And they're all like kind of panicking because, you know, I guess because they're super close, they were, you know, Eren's closest friends, people suspect them of being Jaegerists, which I would have liked to have seen rather than just being told, but whatever.
We've got to hurry to the next bit.
Yeah, Connie's like, whose side are you on, Mikasa? Mikasa's like, I nearly got blown up. What the hell do you think?
Oh, Connie. Oh, then, Connie.
Man, imagine if Connie kills Eren.
I'd like that, actually.
Like, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Like, Connie actually getting, like, the proper, like, no, I need to end this. It's like, yes! It's the person no one saw coming, but I'd like that.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't know, like Chewbacca shooting Darth Vader through the head.
R2-D2 taking him out.
Yeah, no, that's better. Yeah, it's R2-D2 taking him out. Anyway, Hanje's all like, we need to stop infighting because, you know, as Pixis says, that will just like, you know, that does not help us. We need to be united and we need to rush off to like a restaurant because Yelena secured work for the Marleyan prisoners in restaurants. And I'm like, it's poison. People are going to get poisoned. Yelena's got all these Marley soldiers, all these Marley captives to just poison a bunch of people. That's where it's going.
But why would it just be poison though?
Oh no.
What?
Oh, James, I just had a thought.
What?
Because they've got the Titan Serum.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be injected. Because Rod Rice just licked it. And oh my God, that'd be oh no. No. James, I'm freaking out.
Michael, if you are correct... How many people have been affected?
Well, I don't think anyone's been. I don't think they've spiked the food yet. I feel like that's what they're building up to. They're gonna get wait till they got like a bunch of people in one place, like a fancy restaurant, and then if somebody a Marleyan who happens to work in that restaurant, like Niccolo, can just pop it in their drink or something.
I mean, we haven't seen anything involving drink in the last few episodes, have we?
And then next thing you know, like, 50 titans are bursting out of this one place in the middle of the city.
I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be fine.
God, like, Hanji has a moment where she's like, I hope my suspicions are wrong. And I'm like, now I'm like, oh, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It's that two thing of, I mean, I hope you're not wrong because drama, but also, I really hope you're wrong.
Oh, I think I would prefer the poison. And just as the episode ends, whilst like they're taking off on their horses to their next destination, and the crowd's going, oh, the military, always in such a rush, camera pans over, and Peek's just there! And I'm like, they're already here!
I mean, we don't know how far the time's been between the end of the last episode and this episode.
I guess, but that's still super worrying that the Warriors have already managed to sneak in.
It's like, oh no.
It's always going to kick like the they're going to spike the food with the Titan juice. A bunch of Titans is going to pop up. Yelena's going to break out. The Jaegerists are going to like, oh, this is our moment. The Reiner's going to be like, oh, Titan, I better transform. And it's like, what is going on?
People were complaining that the last few episodes were getting too slow. Is it getting fast enough for you now?
It's almost like you need to build up this shit.
Yeah, almost. I mean, we do get to see like what's happening in the next episode, and it's involving everything happening at the restaurant, and also Levi and Zeke.
Yeah, because they've still got no clue.
They're still in the forest.
And Levi's like, I haven't heard anything from Hanji in quite a while. Well, I guess that means everything's turning out okay. Oh no!
Why do I let myself?
Why do I let myself feel good things?
I'm sure it'd be fine.
I suppose if anything like that happened, Levi would just immediately jam his sword through Zeke's neck.
I was about to say, like, he'll kill Zeke before he gets a chance.
And then they arrive, it's like, what did you do? I killed Zeke, I saw the explosion. That was just completely unrelated. Oh, I thought we were under attack. No!
Oh, no.
Did Eren at least betray us? Yes, okay.
Okay. It was fine. But yeah, we're getting into, I'd actually say we're coming near enough to the end of this first big arc of the season.
Like, it feels like it.
It definitely feels like we are definitely coming to like the big, everything's coming to a head, and oh, you have no idea.
Do we still not know if they're going to take like a mid-season hiatus or not?
I don't think so.
Because you said you think they will, but it hasn't been confirmed.
I don't think it's been confirmed, but they also didn't confirm the last one until it literally happened.
I love that logic. Well, they haven't confirmed a hiatus, but they haven't denied it either.
I mean, like, it literally found out when you, like, after that episode, like an hour later, James, they've announced a hiatus. No!
Yeah.
So, again, I'm going to call it that we are going to get a hiatus, because I still remember all of the trailers did not show anything of what I like to call the last half of the season. It's one of those of...
Well, the manga's still not finished, right? It's still going, right?
Yeah, I think it's got like a couple of chapters left.
Oh, it's really close then.
Yeah, we are in the final stretch. We're not in a Game of Thrones situation.
Okay. I think I made this joke already, but it would have been so funny if they had to overtake the manga at the very last minute.
Do a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, but it's only like the last three episodes.
Yeah, I remember we made this exact joke in a previous recap.
But it'd be funny though.
Yeah, I think we've managed to cover everything. I covered everything I wanted to, at least from those two recaps. It's just,
yeah.
Oh, my brain. And like,
there's a lot to think about, both in terms of story and other concerning things.
Yeah, I just really hope that, like, I mean, I'm not confident considering, again, what I've heard through the grapevine, but oof. I am anxious.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that.
Because I want to at least come, I at least want to come away from Attack on Titan feeling like, okay, you know what, I'm at least glad I watched it. At least the ending was, like, satisfying. Because if we get, like, a really shit ending as well, it's going to be like, wow.
Let me put it this way. If I get to the end of the manga and I'm like, you know.
You just phone me up and say, Mike, like, stop the recaps. It doesn't deserve anymore.
I feel like we'd still have to, but just be like, oh, it's... wait until later, you're going to be so disappointed. Oh. But that required the manga finishing first, but we'll get there. It's getting there.
It's never too late to screw it up.
Especially with the stuff they've laid the groundwork for. I'm like, okay, I'm assuming you're going to wrap this up and actually explain some of this stuff, right? Azayama.
Hello.
No, you can't just leave this in the open air. Some of this doesn't make sense. And oh no, he's gone.
He just ascends like, oh. It's like, no, get down.
Get down here. No. This is the little note. Got the cash. Bye, lol.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that makes me more angry is the lol at the end. Why did he need to write that?
Yeah. It just says, dear suckers, and there's a picture of a butt. May I see it?
Isayama, Attack on Titan, now!
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, we're going to end it there for this week. So, this is James Hall saying goodbye.
This is Michael Beckwith saying goodbye.
We shall see you next time. Goodbye!
Goodbye.